Two new veterinary medical schools have been established at the University of Ghana and the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology with support from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. The move is to produce more veterinary professionals to meet international veterinary standards. This is contained in a speech read on behalf of President Knowles at the Commonwealth Veterinary Conference in Accra. He said the veterinary sector requires well-trained professionals, appropriate institutions and research development. Yvonne Atilego has filed this report.
Statistics indicate that the per capita consumption of meat in Ghana and of hair sub-Saharan African countries is quite low, whilst domestic food production is about a 40% of the national requirement. This emphasizes the urgent need to support livestock and poultry development in Ghana and of hair African countries. The focus of the 5th Commonwealth Veterinary Conference is therefore on the use of animals and their byproducts to improve the quality of life of people in less privileged areas of Commonwealth countries, especially in Africa and Asia. President Mills said the two new universities will pursue programs to ensure food security to meet the demands of the growing population. The two new veterinary universities will also help increase manpower in the veterinary sector. President Mills also touched on some interventions government is undertaking to enhance livestock production.
The livestock sector requires well-trained veterinary professionals, appropriate institutions, research and development interventions to support its development. The Ministry of Food and Agriculture has supported the establishment of two new veterinary medical schools in Ghana, one in the University of Science and Technology in Ghana, and the other in the University of Ghana, Lagos, to produce more veterinary surgeons for our national development. In line with the theme of the conference, government is continuing projects to ensure food security and meet the demand for the food and needs of our people. Through a credit-in-kind scheme for livestock farmers, government has so far purchased and distributed 45,000 small ruminants, 1,080,000 acres to smallholder livestock and poultry farmers to help increase the numbers of livestock and poultry in the country. Apart from these, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture has three projects designed to promote the development of green power in the three northern regions. This includes the GTZ market-oriented agriculture project, the Northern Rural Zone Program funded by the International Fund for Agriculture Development, and production.
The president of the Ghana Veterinary Association, Dr. K.B. Dakwa, regretted that there is reliance on the production of crops by many governments to the detriment of livestock production. He called on government to ensure a change of the status quo so that more resources are allocated to livestock production.
Yvonne Atilego's report.